Today is Monday, April 16, 2018, and this is the new moon session. And, well, you guys all know me. This is Debbie Moran. So, interesting way we're starting. So, anybody want to state their intentions? Anybody have any intentions?
I have an intention to just be present and open to change that I feel is coming, and I just don't want to do it cerebrally. I want to do it through my heart so that I know that it's the right change for me.
Nice. Thank you. You don't have to say your name, but you can.
This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. Okay. Anybody else?
Anybody else? Well, I guess you can hear me, right?
You can unplug. I listen to the echo for a minute. If you want to state your intention, please. Go ahead. Norman and I are at home together, and there he goes. When he comes on, I get echo. So go for it.
So my intention for today is simply to allow to heal the unknown that keeps showing up in a very strong way, not knowing what it is or how to deal with it in certain moments. So I'm allowing myself to receive the healing, the messages, and the teaching. And obviously, another intention of mine is be simply patient.
Okay. Thank you, honey. Okay.
Hi, Debbie and all. This is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hello from Australia. So my intention is what I've been really journeying towards to for so long is to really embodying this being fully in myself and to be completely reveling in that, enjoying my creations, my alone space, and from that place connecting and sharing. And I'm just realizing more and more what that really means, to come home to the self, to be really fully in my body and my being, and to grow this, be with that, share that. Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. Mercury's still messing with us. For a moment, it looked like everybody dropped. Okay, good. You're all still there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my intention is just to be present to whatever it is that wants to reveal itself, and to be able to have the ability to be present and to recognize ease. That's an interesting way for me to say that, to recognize ease, because, you know, I talk about ease all the time, and yet I feel like part of what Norman was talking about with the old patterns is we have been butting heads with old patterns, and it's things we've worked on and we've worked on and we've worked on, and so we know it's deep and we know it's old, and we're open to understand the entanglements that keep that showing up in whatever form it shows up, and whatever it is we need to do to be with that in a way that allows us to, like you said, Rhonda, accept and receive the change, to be able to move beyond our old constructs and our previous limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys, but one of the things, I listened to the last call, just before this call, because I remembered how significant it was, but I also know how crazy my month was. I don't know how crazy your months were, but mine was pretty crazy, a little bit all over the place. And I didn't do what I asked everybody to do on the call, which was go back into the energetic construct that we had built for us as a gift last time. I may have gone in it, but not consciously to go come back and share with everybody. So I want to intend to do that as well. Tap into that construct in a way where I'm consciously sharing with everyone in the new moon group so that we can expand our abilities and our way of being in the world in a whole new way.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, very nice.
Definitely, I agree with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because last month, I remember saying, you know, every session is different, but last month was really exceptional in terms of we were setting up a whole new construct. And now that I'm saying this, what I'm seeing is the gift of all that, too, is I started feeling at the moment, not guilty, but like I didn't follow through. And I don't know that that's true. I feel like maybe my understanding at that moment was, again, as we were talking about that construct that we built last time, we were talking about how our concept of time is different than the collective concept of time. So we have been envisioning a different world than we are experiencing.
Mm.
And I feel like maybe that is part of the evolution of this energetic construct that we had built. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go back and listen to it again, and I'm going to listen to it again and start working with it. But I feel like last month was kind of like the seed was planted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this germinating, this construct is a bit like the metaphor of a chrysalis of a butterfly. And we get to go in it, but it's still forming for many of us in a way that has not fully revealed to us yet.
Mm.
And so patience is required, and also the ability to recognize it. The ability to recognize what we've been given and the gifts we have.
Mm.
So I really want to tap into that for all of us, so that we can step into this new creative space that we've been gifted in a way where we learn, and I won't go into to too much depth. You were there, Tanya, but Rhonda, part of the dynamic was we have this new creative space that's a sacred space for us to go internal. It's in us. And yet it looks energetically in our imagination like an external place for us to step into that's sacred and holy and safe. And it gives us new wardrobe, new skin, new abilities, all of those things that I was just talking about. And so just be open to that. And if you get a chance, listen to the last month's session so that you can step into that consciously.
I will, yeah.
I'm going to do it again myself just because I did today, and I thought, no, I need a reminder too, and that's one of the things I'm recognizing. We all need reminders. We live in this world that feels different than most, and yet we need reminders of that. And who just came on? Somebody just came on, I hear.
I was locked out and I'm back on.
Okay. Okay. Because I hear more noise. So, that's okay. So, let's just all breathe together. And let's just open our hearts and our minds And let's tap into that three-brain consciousness of body talk, where we're tapping into the mind, into the heart, and to the discernibility of the gut brain. So the brain, the head brain, the heart brain, the gut brain. Because many of us have felt our heart brain, but we've gone in and out. It's almost like a glitch. But the gut brain is where we need to anchor so that we can physically realize our altered reality. So it's like being able to realize the reality we live and breathe in our heart and soul and anchor it down into our physicality, into our bodies, into our lives. Not in a rigid way, but in a way that allows us to transmute the challenges that we come across so that we don't feel so stuck in the past. Instead, it's like the light bulbs go off. Oh, I see that now. It's that breathing into ease that we've been talking about all of these months and all of these years, but that many of us, even though we talk about it and we know the literal definition of it, we really don't know the experience of it. We have glimpses and glimmers. But it's time to just breathe into that momentary experience of ease as it stretches out into that expanded now that John talks about, that expanded, there's only now. So let's expand our awareness of now. Good. I feel like as I'm saying this, and a lot of times I feel like less talking is better, except for on these recordings, it doesn't transmit very well. So I keep talking. So it's like we just breathe in and breathe this image of breathing down, like almost like expanding our diaphragm down, but it bringing our consciousness and our spirit down through the crown of our head and through the energy at the top of our being and all the way down through our fields until it fills us up, till it fills us up with so much light. Ah, we're going into that space again now. It fills us up with so much light that it just boom, expands into this bubble of light that we're all in. And perhaps you can also feel that as this bubble of light expands around you, you suddenly see each of us in our own bubble of light interlocking into those fields till we're all in this big expanded bubble of light where we actually see each other. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic. It's not mindscape, but it has kind of a certain feel of that.
That's what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like tapping into that availability to be together in this unlimited, infinite space of being that feels somehow contained. And just really peaceful. So peaceful, it almost wants to make me cry just from this place of, wow, it feels so beautiful and so sacred and so blessed. And holy, so holy. So, okay, I'm not trying to go religious, but I'm seeing a lot of that energy coming in, that energy of that Christ consciousness just really filling up the space around us. Like being immersed in a bubble of love. So it's an interesting space because as I breathe into this space, it's almost like there's nothing to do here. It's really kind of lovely. So it's really... It's what?
It's almost suspended, like a...
Yes!
And a hammock of purpleness is suspended right there.
Nice!
And it's all more purple. Mm-hmm.
Nice. See, and for me, this is what I love. Actually, this is what I want us to share more on the new Moon Group page. Because for me, it's like this expanded bubble of like just gold, white light, gold, white light, gold, white light. Mm. But I love your purple hammock.
Mm.
That's lovely because what I just saw with that was like it went through like a wave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the spectrum of love and all of the shades and colors in between.
And there's nothing to do, just soak it. And see it.
And it's a huge metaphor for what we've all been saying. There's nothing really to do. We just need to be. And this actually is a beautiful space to come into on a daily basis, just even for a few minutes, because it's a good reminder of, what I feel like is it's a place that is sanctity, a place that we can come into to allow the wiring, the hard wiring in our physical body to take place.
Mm.
So, because what I've been seeing all along is that our perception of our physical bodies is all wrong. When I say all wrong, that's too black and white of a statement. What I mean by that is it's limited. And yes, we have physical limitations, but we have these belief systems that we are aware kind of write our day-to-day activities. Even if we don't believe them, we are part of a collective, part of a creative process that does, part of a collection that does. But this space is giving us the opportunity to have some of the tension in our wiring, in our nervous systems, in our fascia, in our organs, and in our physical bodies to be lightened. So that it's like a depository where we can transmute the sludge of our consciousness, the sludge of our past. It is like a sludge. It's like a just needing to just be let go. But even in our level of understanding in our physical body, there is a dynamic that letting go requires energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually brings to mind in one of the classes that I've done recently with John, where he actually talks about the physical body, even in the dying process, needs energy to die. So in our awareness of death, because we're not aware of death, we're really only aware of one understanding of death. But our bodies have cells living and dying all the time, being born and dying all the time. And obviously we're not aware of that, but on some level we may be. That may be part of our tension with our nervous system. So it's really about tapping into that depth and just letting it relax. Letting it be, and trusting that the fact that we are eternal is a deeper level of understanding that we are not consciously aware of right now. And the fear of death in the body is a constant tension that we carry with us. And it's time for us to let that go. Doesn't mean we go do something stupid and jump off a building because we can't die. It just means we quit living in this rigidified coffin, like this plastic. I see like this plastic. I'm calling it a coffin, but it looks like this plastic container. It's like a square, like a rectangular box that contains us in plastic that blocks us off from fully realizing who we are, the full grace of who we are. And it's time for that to melt away, and time for us step into the lightness of being without the fear of dropping the body. That's big. It's like we have this long-standing belief system rigidified in our tissue that says we have to die to be light. And it's like this resting state, this resting pulse of our heart. We just need to breathe into it so that our heart can beat. Gently. Fully. And there's a consciousness of self-acceptance showing up, and it's bigger than how we imagine it. It's almost like as we breathe out the old, we're accepting the new. And it's fun, and it's light, and it's expansive, and it's buoyant. So,
it's funny that you use that word buoyant, because I keep seeing the old and the new, the washing of the wave, in and out, in and out. You've got the old and the new coming and going all the time.
Yeah, it's buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Almost has like this spring, like this like boing, boing, boing mm-hmm. effect. And again, I come back to this process as helping to rewrite. When I say rewrite, it's like peeling away old coating and revealing a new code in our genetic codes to help lighten our being and our body and our emotions and our processing. Oh, that processing. How many of us have been spending our whole lives going, oh, I'm processing now. It's heavy. I'm processing. It's heavy. Oh, I'm so exhausted. It's in processing. It's like, but processing can be fun. It can be as relaxing as this. It can be as easy as this. As easy as a breath in and out. I see like the essences. I see different essences coming in right now. I see trees coming in. It's interesting because I have a jacaranda tree in our yard, and it just popped into mind. So it's like the essence of this plant, this tree, this flower essence. And I actually have to look it up because I don't know what it means, but I'll look it up and put it on the New Moon group page later. Right now, we're just going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw Boswellia, and Boswellia is the tree that frankincense is derived from. So it's that those essences coming in. For us to receive. And the beauty of it is we don't have to go chip away at the tree. The trees just sent it to us. They just said, breathe this in. Thank you. Wow. Oh, and so many more. It's like the elements, the essences, the trees, the plant kingdom, they're all here. And they're all, they've always been willing to share, but they're showing a new way of sharing. And they're expressing gratitude for our willingness to receive them in a whole new light, in a whole new way.
This morning in the forest, there were all the trees. It was very windy and a lot of leaves and branches dropped. And at one point, the leaves, they all sounded like they were making music. They were dropping so loudly. And it was like raining leaves. And it was just letting go and all this easiness of the music that is always around us in the trees and the birds when we listen. And like you said, the smells, the senses through the essential oils or through fruit or the, you know, the lemon skin, the lime skin. There's so many senses. And when we open to all of this and music as well, we can process with so much ease and in such a beautiful space. And then the bodies move to it and immediately the mood is shifted and lifted. And I felt that I had a music event here at my house on Friday, and a lot of people came, and they were all like, we had the most heavy day. And then the music and the being together, everything changed, and everybody felt good also to be with each other. And it's exactly what you said before, to see, feel each other in this light and in this space together, and to process easily with music and dance and smells and food and drinks.
Yes.
With nature. Yeah.
Nature and nurturing. Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. That's beautiful. That's
I also want to bring in the... We had the Commonwealth Games here in Australia, actually here in my neighborhood, and there was such a collective around of sharing and of different countries coming together. And what that brings when the cultures merge and they are really embraced.
Yes.
You know, when we all merge with our individuality and we all really own that, wow, like we are from Jamaica and we are great and this is what we bring to you. And this is me and this is my gift and this is what I bring to you. And then we share in this richness. That's very different to, oh, don't feel too self-confident and we hide. You know, where the athletes come in, they know who they are and the countries come in and they are welcome and everything is right. And it turns the whole place into such a playful, peaceful energy field. There was no drunkenness around, no wounds driving around. It was a space created that was kind of controlled and prepared for. It was as if all these years that we've been preparing for awakening And the ongoing awakening, the more and more it happens, and we slip really into that space together to really be in that energy, we really realize the fullness of what that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I listened this morning to the Finding Health course, and John was reminding me of the breathing, the four breaths part of the breathing. The breathing in, the holding, the breathing out, and the holding.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that reminder and found when I held the out breath out, that was for me the most challenging. And how we as humans can forget everything we've learned, and we slip into this forgetfulness, mm-hmm. and just keep living on autopilot again, and to just switch all these buttons back on. Now there's this like this, oh yeah, I remember this, I remember that, without even to having constantly be listening to something to be reminded.
Yeah.
So this four breaths. It's nice. We started with breathing in and breathing out, and to add the holding in, the in breath and the out breath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you bring a valid point, and I feel like that's what we're doing in this space. It's like with the reminders. I think what we were talking about earlier, the old patterns, they're buried deeper in the fascia and in the code. And this is why we need this space of reminder, this space of breathing and being, so we can remember the truth of who we are instead of the patterning of who we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's an interesting thing showing up for language right now. It's like I'm holding my brain over the eyes and frontal lobes, and it's like there's something there in terms of language, because what just showed up is misunderstandings on so many levels between cultures, but not just between cultures. The cultures are internal. So it's like, you know what, there's the language of the heart. There's the language of the mitochondria. There's the language of the uterus. There's the language of the brainstem. So it's like there are all these different languages. And these languages have a common language. And yet it's almost like they've been overwritten.
Yeah.
And so it's remembering, it's like unpeeling and unraveling what we think we know to reveal what we don't know.
And to really be with our body, I felt that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I went to the toilet. My bladder has been calling for my attention all my life. But yesterday I felt, wow, even when I go to the toilet, I don't actually give it my full attention.
Yeah.
Like so many things in my body, like am I consciously there when I eat and feel all the parts that the food goes through? Am I consciously aware of my lungs when I breathe? You know, there are so many little parts we can be aware of, especially like the bladder, who calls out all the time and who can really make our life miserable, like our stomachs and everything. So to use this moment actually to be getting in really in touch with them. Oh, I go to the toilet. Wow, I'm really fully present. Oh, hello, bladder, what's going on? We can be so much more aware and present with our body to start with, and then that flows out into all of our life. And especially us as body talkers, we can be so deeper in our work by going fully into ourselves. And this is such a process to actually be able to do that. Raising the awareness. Like, I'm constantly astonished with how much more I understand John, but it is also because I understand myself better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very deep.
It is. It is a constant unraveling, and yet it doesn't have to be so exhausting.
No.
And that's what I think we need to come to. It doesn't have to be so hard. It doesn't have to be this exhausting process. It can be more this peaceful, gentle listening process, this curious process that we talk about, like being like little children, this process of wonderment. Like
a lovemaking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, even that can be hard.
Yeah.
but we've forgotten the process of wonderment.
Yeah.
Because it's so, we just forgot it. You know, we came in with it, as far as we remember. But very quickly, it got diverted. So it's about reclaiming that process of wonderment, reclaiming that ease, that joy, that lightness of being,
and
that actually
really
is disapproved of.
Yeah, because I feel we've all come out of our mothers, and all of our mothers, they were in the hard working mode. It's a really deep patterning. Like in Germany, especially, I grew up in Germany, it was you had to do work to be a good citizen. And then suddenly there came this generation in, they called it the Spaßgesellschaft, who actually dared to have enjoyment and joy. You know?
Wait, what do they call it in German?
The Spaßgesellschaft, which means like the joy society, the Spaßgesellschaft. You know, it was really like a...
the joyful society.
Spaß is having fun. Spaß is fun. And Gesellschaft is like the society.
Uh-huh.
So the old working society suddenly turned into, wow, they're actually looking for more and more fun, to have more fun in their lives. But that was such a process, because that was looked down upon as really bad. Because you have to be a hard worker and you have to suffer, and it's very deep. How are you going? Oh, I'm not too bad, but oh, the weather's, you know, it wasn't even cool to say, wow, I'm so great. that I've not seen many people say that in my life. It has a really... That has been hard work for us, I think, to actually allow ourselves to be in enjoyment. It has, for me, been very hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is this dynamic of we have to pay for everything, and that is, it still goes back to that dynamic of heaviness. Heaviness of heart, I hear. Heaviness of heart. That's why I felt like earlier in this space of lightness, the heart was saying, yay, there's a buoyancy here. But it's also diving deep and showing where the heaviness is, showing where the wounding is. So it's like, I see like the dolphin dive. It's like we're getting to dive deep and see the heaviness of the heart. And almost like when I saw the dolphin dive deep and I saw the heart like chained up to one of those, like it has an image of like a big iron ball and chain. And it's chained to the bottom of the ocean. And it's like we're being given the key to go unlock the chain, so the heart can come to the light.
It's almost like a genetic unraveling.
Yep. It is. And it's been misunderstood, because what I'm also seeing is in our society, there is a generation of younger people who are being really punished right now. And in terms of the parents had that whole it's like that program of you must work hard, you must prove your value, you must prove your worth, blah, 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 blah. That was going through society through generations. And then there was a generation that said, oh, my God, it was so hard for me. I want my children to have it easy. So they didn't teach them anything because they didn't want them to be hard. So it had this tipsy, topsy-turvy effect of making it really hard for their children. Because the programming is still running. So it's like a universal, not a universal program, but a earth program, a universal earth program of, oh my God, it's so hard. Oh my God, it's so heavy. Oh my God, I must work hard. Blah, blah, blah. And actually, I'm noticing I'm saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, a lot. So it's an oh my God program. And it's interesting I'm saying it that way because I recently worked with somebody and she said, I work for God, or I work, yeah, she said, I work for God. And I said, which God do you work for? She said, what do you mean which God? There's only one God. I said, well, there's the God that punishes and the God that, you know, which God are you working for? And she got it. But it's that myth, that like this, almost like this excuse. It's like an excuse. This old God, whether it's a karmic God or a Christian God or a God of the Muslim, Allah, it's still a punishing, vengeful, retributive God. And so it's like a conditional God. There it is. We've been following a conditional God. It's almost like an excuse to stay enslaved and to not spiritually evolve and mature and tap into our essence of the creative aspect of God flowing through us. Aha. It's part of our evolution. And part of our unraveling the victim blame consciousness. It's part of duality, obviously. But there's a thread that's a little bit different that I'm seeing that runs between duality, and we're pulling that thread just to see what comes revealed. Oh, and it feels like freeing, just like we got the key to free the heart from the bottom of the ocean. It's like as we unravel that middle thread, it's like we can breathe easier. And be more creative and be more playful and be more joyful and be more buoyant. And as we are more buoyant, and that's a word that keeps just popping up. It's funny, it's popping up. It's like a buoyant popping up. Buoyant keeps popping up because it's saying, hello, lightness of being, I am here. And the more of us that are buoyant in our being, the more of us will lift others into the being. But it's not from a heavy lifting place. It's from a, hey, look what I can do. You can do this too. So it's not about doing heavy lifting anymore. It's not about doing heavy lifting anymore. It's about being light. Being active, being light. Actively being light. Oh, I like that. Not passively, actively being light. So we're just tapping that in. Let's just breathe that in and tap that in, okay? Head, heart, belly, please. Weirdness going on in technology. As I tapped that in, as I tapped my belly in, it just went to no callers. The screen just went, no callers. I was like, okay. And I think that's where we end it, unless you guys have something else.
No, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Really was. Yeah, that was excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know what? What I'm getting is a message of these glitches that I was seeing on the screen. It was part of the rewiring just happening. It's like,
thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
That was
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. It was. Yay. And if it feels right to you guys, I'm going to ask you to go back and listen to last month and maybe this month, and then we can all just play on the New Moon group page. How's that?
Sounds great.
That sounds great. Perfect.
Says to me,
sounds
too.
Fun.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, don't make it work. If it's light,
no.
Do it. If it's not, don't.
Exactly.
Okay?
We're
nice.
Going to buoyantly listen.
Yeah. And I'll see you. You're bobbing heads as I do.
Yeah.
And hopefully the rest of you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Deb. I love you and I miss you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
so
welcome.
Much.
I love you guys too.
Love you all. Love you too.
Yeah.
Bye.
I see you in the sacred space.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sacred light, I'll be there with you. Yay.
I know you'll be buoyant with us.
Yes. Yay.
All right, sweetie. Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Debbie and all.
You're welcome, Taya. Bye, Anna.